What's going on, everybody? This is Tanner, aka The Real Conspiracy Hippie, coming back with a new episode from what was a previously canceled podcast. A lot of you guys, over the time that I was not doing the show, were reaching out consistently, which thank you for your support, and wanting more content. I did not realize how many people actually enjoyed the show, because I had so few views on YouTube. And then when I kind of went back and looked at my Spotify and Apple Music on Anchor, I realized how many listens I was actually getting. So with everything that's been going on, everything looking as crazy and horrific, it's worse than it was when I left the show, I figured I could come back and do some episodes. I'm not going to do this full time again. There's not going to be new episodes every week. It's going to be more or less when I'm able to, and if something crazy happens. As most of you who follow my Instagram saw, this episode was supposed to release last Friday. Unfortunately, I've run into a ton of technical difficulties. My computer is not working with me. Most of the stuff I had set up originally is fried, got lost in this move I did recently. It's been a disaster. So the sound quality you're hearing on this is unfortunately poor. So just bear with it. It'll be what it is. In the future, it's not going to be this poor. It'll go back to being pretty decent sound quality. But again, thank you guys for the support so much for everything you guys have done. You guys reached out. I think at one point I had like 600 followers on Instagram from nothing, which was very cool. And a huge, huge shout out to Trables Garcia and the rest of the guys at Paranoia Radio. They really made sure to reach out, and they were very, very excited to see that I was going to do some more episodes. Again, if you follow the Instagram page, please just follow my personal page. I really don't want to have to keep track of both of them all that well. So if you follow The Real Conspiracy Hippie, just follow me at Tanner Vanpool. That's just my personal page. I'm going to post shit about the podcast on that page. I used to not want to do that because I was always so worried, like, oh my God, people are going to think I'm some right-wing nut job or some left-wing lunatic. But I actually just gave up and stopped fucking caring because I realized that it's all going to hell in a handbasket anyway. So if you guys would be willing to reach out to me on my like preferred Instagram, Tanner Vanpool, I would appreciate it. The episodes are going to be audio only. Again, I was getting 6 views on YouTube, and a big, big reason I ended up wanting to stop was because it was so much editing, so much production work, and I was consistently trying to upgrade that, and it just felt like I was doing a lot of stuff and I wasn't getting a major return on that video aspect. In the future, maybe I'll do some videos. I don't know. I have no clue what the future of this show holds. I'm working on a ton of different things right now. A lot of you guys saw Zach, one of my co-hosts, a bunch of times. He does a radio show that he's looking to revamp, and I'll be doing a lot of production work on that. I've been back doing martial arts, all that stuff again, which takes up a ton of time. I recently moved. I'm no longer in my original house. I'm actually back in Scottsdale now, thank God. So I can't say for sure how often these episodes will come out. So hit your notifications. They'll be out when they're out. But there is a ton of crazy shit to talk about. I'm going to go over 3 things specifically. First thing is how right I was about Joe Biden taking money from Hunter Biden as part of Burisma, which I was talking about that November. And it's funny that Tucker Carlson just recently talked about that, and more stuff is now coming out about that. If you guys haven't seen that, it was a video I did on YouTube. Actually, I had a ton of traffic on it through DuckDuckGo. Google removed the video, and I actually lost the video on YouTube. And I had to re-upload it. It was a whole mess. But basically, I broke down, you know, the laptop situation, and some of the craziest shit Hunter Biden's done. It gets progressively worse with Hunter Biden. He's a crackhead. No one's surprised he says racist things. I'm not. And no, nothing you could tell me would shock me anymore about Hunter Biden. I just don't care. You could tell me that he's a shape-shifting lizard, and I just couldn't be more shocked. The reality of it is that he's a horrendous human being. I mean, we're talking about a dude who's banging his dead brother's wife. We're talking about a dude that openly buys prostitutes from his cousin, does crack, does shady back deals in the Ukraine. So I was very right on that. I did have quite a few people tell me, you know, Hunter Biden's not this horrible person, blah, blah, blah. The Biden family's absolutely horrific. Say what you want about the Trump family, but the Biden family's disgusting. So that's that for me. So I was right on that stuff. And that's really all I'm going to get into on that, because there's not much more to say that people care about. The laptop is currently with Daily Mail. I do see that for a long period of time. Whenever it's going to be used as a tactic, whenever things get boring, whenever things get dull, whenever the Republicans need some juicy dirt on Biden, you'll see something come through the Daily Mail and they'll say, hey, blah, 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 Hunter Biden stole the Mona Lisa with Nick Cage. And we're going to be like, whoa, holy shit. So I'm not going to dig too much into that. And to be quite honest, that's probably not the hill I'm going to die on, because I just don't care about a crackhead at this point. I do care about Joe Biden taking money from the deal, but apparently no one else does. So yeah, I can't be more pressed about it, and I've lost the will to care about so much of this stuff because it's just blatantly in our faces. Another thing is the vaccinations. A lot of people are freaked out getting them, not getting them. I don't know. I don't care. I actually got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and I believe that it is the only safe one. And I still believe that. I really do think that there's nothing wrong with it. The issues it had with blood clotting were based on an interaction with a birth control and a small group of women. And the FDA came out and they actually cleared Johnson & Johnson. It is technically back on the market. And the reason I was very pro that one is because it's the only one that's not profiting Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci. And I'm sure some way, somehow they're seeing money on it, but there is no profit for them, essentially. That is a different company. So I felt it was safe. I took it like 3 months ago. I've had no issues. I don't know. I don't know if I've had COVID. Nor do I fucking care. I live in Arizona. If you're in a state like this, we stopped caring like a couple months ago, and it's fantastic. You don't wear your fucking mask. You go to events. I actually went to the Suns game last night. It was full capacity, packed as fuck. Some people were wearing masks, some people weren't. I don't know. I don't give a shit. If you do want to wear a mask, fine. I don't care. I could care less what you do with. That's the joy of freedom, in my opinion, is that if you want to wear a face covering, wear a fucking face covering. I don't know. If you don't. But bars are full swing, restaurants are open. The real pandemic now is the lack of employees. Every bar I look at, it's depressing. There's a bar by me that has a counter for how many people are on staff that day. And it was a Sunday fun day in Old Town. And this bar had one bartender, one server, and two cooks. And it said like one out of six bartenders, one out of six servers. And it said, if anyone's interested, you know, we'll hire on the spot. So that's kind of the real pandemic that we're in here. It's just getting back to working, getting people hired again, getting things moving forward. But if you're still scared of COVID, if you're still having like these irrational thoughts that it's going to kill you, I can't help you further. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not dangerous, but it's been out long enough. If you're healthy, if you're moving on, doing your life, you're fine. So many people are vaccinated, whether you think it's a good idea or not, I don't know, I don't care. I could give a shit less about the fucking vaccine. Everyone's like got 1,000 conspiracies on it. And that's 90% of people that reached out to me wanted me to talk about the vaccine. I just don't care. I don't know what it is. I don't think the people who made it know what it is. I'm not a medical professional by any means. Couldn't tell you. I know you can stick a magnet to your arm if you got Pfizer or Moderna. The only thing I have been hearing is that the FDA is looking into regulating Pfizer because apparently there's a ton of people getting really sick and young, healthy people dying of heart attacks from it. I don't know how true that is. I have no fucking clue. But probably something to look out. Again, I think Pfizer and Moderna are not safe. I went Johnson & Johnson, which everyone thinks is just this horrendous vaccine, which again, I don't. It was the least vaccine of the vaccine. It was more of a flu shot than anything. So that was my opinion on it, but that's all I'm going to talk about the vaccine. And I don't care. I don't give a shit about it. The only thing I actually care about now is the way we're testing. And if you've been reading the news, you've seen that the Inova swab rapid test is extremely dangerous. It's leaving like shards of whatever the material is in people's noses, and it could potentially be fatal. So it's actually been shut down. I think the US is done with it, but London's dumbasses think it's still safe, so they are still using it. So my concern now is the testing and how we're going to move forward, which again, I just don't care. I mean, at what point, they just keep saying new strains. Another strain. I feel like every time fear dies down, there's a new strain. Actually, this is one thing. If you want to message me, if you're living in a blue state, which again, even most of the liberal states I've seen have been really opened up, let me know what it's like. Because, I mean, here it's like nothing. It's completely normal. Everything here is completely normal. I mean, you'll see people and employees wearing masks, but I mean, I'm cool if the girl at Chipotle wants to wear a mask. To be honest, if you're talking to me over plates of food all day, I'm cool without getting your spit in it. It's my opinion. Again, I apologize for the terrible sound quality. I'm listening to this as I speak, and I can already tell it's so warbled, but it's what it is. It's what it is. The main reason I held off on this, because I'm kind of lazy, but it benefited me in my favor. So breaking news as of today is John McAfee has been found dead in a Guatemalan prison. So if you know me, you know I've been a weird fan of McAfee's for a long time. He used to post about how boys in Pacific-only cities, like that are in third world countries, were weirdly attracted to whales. And he like did this whole study about like if people could fuck whales. It was one of the greatest things I've ever read, looked at in my entire life. This was probably like 3-4 years ago. And ever since then, I thought that shit was hilarious, and I really enjoyed his crazy presence on social media ever since. If you don't know who John McAfee is, you can probably guess by the name. He created the McAfee bullshit, whatever that stuff even does. Not very relevant anymore. He fled the U.S. last year he was indicted for tax evasion, fled the U.S. and went to Guatemala. He got snitched on in Guatemala by somebody who, I guess they reported him to like federals, and then the federals reported to the U.S. and they detained him and they put him in a Guatemalan prison. If you follow him on social media, his wife was managing his, or girlfriend, whatever, somebody was managing his accounts. He was posting numerous times on the day, and they were trying to expedite him back into the U.S., but there was issues with COVID and all that bullshit. So he was there for quite some time. Well, he was found dead today when they came to Guatemala to take him back to the U.S. Very alarming. We've seen in the past with Epstein. We've seen in the past with Anthony Bourdain, Chester Bennington, Avicii, numerous people that have some weird vendetta against Clintons, that have some weird vendetta against the liberal army. kind of just go missing or kill themselves. And there's nothing set in stone. This is why I'm a conspiracy theorist. But it's very... I don't even know the word. I can't even process it, honestly. I'm actually still trying... I mean, I'm literally recording this like hours after they have reported this. And I'm still trying to process it because I just can't even wrap my head around it. Everybody's been sending it to me. I saw this morning. It just seems like if you oppose the wrong people and you're somebody of something, you're just gonna die. Which just makes things that much more intriguing. Like, why? You know? And here's the best part is McAfee tweeted that he had friends in prison. Actually, he talked about how he was, it wasn't that bad. He actually posted about that, or his wife wouldn't tell her. And he said, you know, if I die in here, I was killed straight up. I'm not going to kill myself. Now they're calling it a suicide. So the man was in prison for a year, had no clue anybody from the U.S. was coming to expedite him because there's no communication. And the U.S. officials get there to expedite him and they find him hanging. So the story says. That is some just grade A bullshit. To go show you, there's some dark, dark, creepy powers at work, and there's just not much to do, which was just such a big reason, guys. I would spend hours every week on my computer, reading, guessing, conspirating, and I would do these podcasts, and people would reach out and say, that's awesome, blah, blah. But it just got to the point where it was so defeating because there's just nothing that can be done. Stuff that ever will be done about it. I mean, we'll just never truly know. And I hope, you know, with Ghislaine Maxwell that something comes to light. If you've been keeping up with that the best you can, because there's not much news, you've seen that there has been a lot of recovered children, which is fantastic. But the McAfee stuff is strange. And I'm expecting from here on out, we'll see some stuff about it. It won't be talked about much. Kamala Harris is going to the border wall to distract from something, or because Trump said he was going. I don't know. I don't fucking care. That's a crisis they've created. I mean, we're going to see news posts distracting from it. We'll see more stuff about Hunter Biden. I don't know. It's like the most melancholy, depressed podcast I've ever done. This is my demeanor now about this stuff. I just lost all. I mean, I don't know how Alex Jones does it. And even if you still watch InfoWars, it's almost the same demeanor as I'm giving this podcast. It's sad. You can feel that. I mean, he's just beat down, worn out. No one cares. You get labeled as a crazy person for talking about anything. You know, my favorite is people arguing about how Biden had nothing to do with gas. It's like, okay, well, probably had nothing to do with him closing down hundreds of thousands of pipeline jobs probably had nothing to do with him clearing out some very talented people who work our software data and analytics and protection. And but anyway, I guess he diversified it, and then we get hacked and gas prices get fucked. I mean, those are things that Biden was directly involved in. You know, gas wasn't going to stay that low because of COVID, obviously, because nobody was driving. But I also shouldn't have to pay $55 to fill up a Volkswagen Passat. So, you know, those are just things. I have seen this, though, and this is the one glimpse of light I'll leave. A lot of people I know that were very anti-Trump and pro-Biden because of anti-Trump are now like, oh shit, I did fuck up. America looks like balls. So I guess if that's one takeaway, some people are doubling down. It's human reaction to double down when you fuck up. I think. I know I will sometimes. You know, when you're arguing with somebody, you know you're wrong. Just double down, refuse to admit. And it just becomes a battle of will. And I guess that's where we are with this. It's just a battle of will. how bad can the country get before everyone's on the same page? And I'm not saying everyone vote for Trump. I'm just saying, how bad does the country have to be before everyone goes, yo, Biden fucking sucks, and our other options aren't for me because of mean tweets or whatever. Let's find somebody who works. I don't know. I don't know how bad it has to be. I do know where I'm seeing that. And if you live in Arizona, you are too. I mean, property values are in skyrocketing because everybody is fleeing these horrific states and cities. Like Seattle looks like shit. Portland looks like shit. California's always been shitty, in my opinion. So I'm talking specifically like politically and like homeless and things like that. I mean, there's great parts to every state. And don't get me wrong, Arizona's got plenty of homeless too. But I think that's a big step in pumping up these red states with people that want to be here and people that want somebody in charge who's going to protect freedoms and going to make sure there's a job to come to work every day and those kind of things. So I think this is the shining hope on it. And I'm not saying you can't vote Democratic and be a part of the change. I'm just saying we need to hold people more accountable. Like Biden promised so many things that he's just not done. And if the tables were turned, and there was plenty of things Trump did not do that I really felt conservatives bashed him on. But, you know, there's still blind cult followers of Trump as well, I guess. I don't know. Just talking in circles at this point. It's like my memoirs. It's just unfortunate. It's really all I've got. Didn't plan much. I had recorded something prior and it was actually more upbeat and it was more structured, but I felt for a return, you guys should have to hear it how I feel it, because so much of what I did with the podcast in the beginning was forced and faked, or I tried not to teeter too far to the left or the right. Usually the right, because I just did not want to, but I don't know. Broken. The country's broken. The system's broken. And I'm really starting to feel the world fall apart too. So I think things will be fine eventually, but you have to break to build back up. So we see how far we go from here. If you are investing in cryptocurrency, I feel your pain. I've made some investments that I'm not super thrilled about. If you are investing in homes, I feel your joy. I have some serious equity in a house that I should not have because it's not truly worth that, but people will pay it. Yeah, that's all I got, guys. I will keep doing these occasionally. And I hope the next one is not this melancholy, and it won't be this horrendous sound quality. I apologize. I may actually put music in the background post-editing to see if it makes it, like, more listenable. But I will be doing a lot of projects in the future. So if you do like me and you like what I do, I would say follow my Instagram, Tanner Vanpool. You'll see these pop up occasionally. I might be doing them as often as a couple times a week, 1 month, and then not for a few months. It just depends. I would rather just cover specific events than conglomerate a bunch of things happening and talk about them. That's how I would prefer to do this. I'm doing that. I'm helping produce Zach's sports podcast, so you'll see a bunch of that. I might do streaming. I don't know. I feel like every dude in their mid-20s wants to stream video games, so I'm always tempted on it. We've got some other things coming, so I got a documentary that I'm working on, actually. That's something that's been huge, and that has taken a ton of time. Was kind of a reason why I wanted to get out of this. This sucked up so much of my time and just consumed me that I just lost so much of my ability and wanting to do different things. So I don't want it to be like that again. And I would like to do this when it's, I hate to say convenient, but I am going to say convenient, when it's convenient for me and when I feel things to talk about. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to spit it from the top, shoot it from the hip. You know, I'm not even reading off of a pre-planned book. But this is where I'm at, guys. Follow me on Instagram at Tanner Vanpool. We're going to watch the world figure itself out one way or another. It will. I have hope. But we've got to get through this shit time together. And then we see what happens. Tune in when I do these. I'll talk about something. Conspiracy theories. I'll talk about politics. I don't know. Whatever. Might do something. And then just keep posted for all the other things I'm up to. Be doing a lot of that stuff as well. So I am going to wrap this one up. I'll have it up shortly. So you'll be hearing this probably no later than by the end of this week in June. I think it's like the 23rd today. Let me know what you guys think. If you hate it, you hate it. If you like it, you like it. I don't know. But you got another episode out of the way, so congratulations. And I, again, cannot thank all of you enough that have listened from the beginning, that have watched from the beginning, that have reached out to me, that reached out to me during a very strange time in my life. Paranoid Radio guys, again, thank you. If you want a structured, good weekly podcast, listen to them. Paranoid Radio, they're good at podcasting. That's what they do. It's very interesting. It's about plenty of stuff that, if you like conspiracies and political stuff, you'll enjoy it. And then again, just keep me posted. If any of you guys stream video games and you do it, and you do it well, and you enjoy it, reach out to me too, because I'm so tempted, because I have everything and I feel like that's an environment I just don't, if I'm already going to sit down and play games, I could fuck around with it. I might hate it. I don't know. But stay posted, stay hopeful, and listen to my fucking show. Thanks, guys.